Wow. Did you grab hold of that? Did you hear that spoken word? To grace, our sin replaced by mercy. That's so beautiful. It's so true. To grace, our sin replaced by mercy. Amen. This is the message of the cross, the message of Easter. The grave is empty. He is risen. He is risen indeed. In fact, I want to just give you an opportunity one more time to say that. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. God, we come to you right now. We look forward to hearing your word on this Resurrection Sunday. Jesus, you are the risen King. You're the Savior of the world. You're the hope of all creation. God, you are my deep desire. You and you alone, Jesus, you are my great expectation. Jesus. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I love to say his name, Jesus. Yeshua. Well, these history-altering events of Easter, of this Passion Week, they took place in and around Jerusalem. They would have been saying Yeshua, not Jesus like we do, a different language. Yeshua. This was over 2,000 years ago. But the effects of what Jesus did that week reverberate even today throughout eternity. By God's grace and by his provision, I've had the privilege of visiting Israel, of being in Jerusalem, walking the streets of Jerusalem. Been able to do that for the past 2 years, in the summer of 2018 and then in the fall of 2019. And while in the Holy Land, which is the land of the Bible, which is so cool and so amazing, my eyes, my heart were opened even wider to the truth that was already so real to me. You see, I've walked where Jesus walked. I've been to Bethlehem and Nazareth, where Jesus was born and where he grew up. I've been to Capernaum, where Jesus called Peter and Andrew to follow him and become fishers of men. I've been to that hill where Jesus preached that history-making sermon, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I've been on the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus spoke to the storm and brought peace and walked on the water. I've been to Gethsemane, where Jesus wrestled with the cross, where he sweat blood, where he asked God to take this cup from me, yet he said, "Not my will, Father, but yours be done." I've been to Golgotha and to the garden tomb, where Jesus died, where he was buried and then rose again. You see, the life and the resurrection of Jesus simply isn't some kind of fantasy. It's not just a fascinating story. The life and the resurrection of Jesus, it's the real deal. Well, back in 2018, I shot this impromptu video at the Garden Tomb, and I want to share it with you right now. Well, that was 2 years ago. It's 2020, and the grave is still empty. Jesus is alive. He's the resurrected King. He is risen. He is risen indeed. You see, today we celebrate that reality that the empty grave means that death was defeated. Light overcame darkness. The righteous one crushed sin. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Redeemer, rose from the dead. He was resurrected. The grave couldn't contain Jesus. So here's the scene. Here's what happened on that resurrection day. Turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on that first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had already been rolled back, and it was very large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. But he is risen. He is not here. Amen. You see, here's what I believe the Lord wants to highlight for us right here, right now, on this Resurrection Sunday. He wants to highlight to us that reality that the stone has been rolled away. The title of today's resurrection message is Rolled Away. Rolled away. There was a stone that was placed over the entry to the tomb where the dead body of Jesus was laid after he was crucified. The stone was placed over the tomb and established a barrier between life and death. To humanity, the stone represented the final verdict that death and darkness had won. The enemy saw the stone as his medal of victory, his greatest accomplishment. Jesus' disciples saw the stone as the final nail in the coffin, extinguishing their hope. But something happened. Let me say that again. But something happened. And maybe right where you are right now, maybe that's something you need to declare with faith right now. But something happened. The power of God was unleashed. The earth began to shake. The stone was rolled away. Jesus defeated death and the barrier, that stone was, it was removed. The grave was opened. Come on, can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? That's good news. But as I'm looking at that passage of Scripture, I want to make sure that we don't miss a very important point about that stone that sealed the grave. It wasn't just any kind of stone. The gospel account purposefully makes sure we understand that this stone was very large. Some estimate it was between 1 and 2 tons. That's 2,000 to 4,000 pounds. Yet that stone, which represented defeat and hopelessness, was rolled back. It was removed. And I believe the Lord wants to speak to some people here today. Maybe you think that the stone in front of you, that obstacle in your life, that thing that's preventing your God-given calling and dream from happening, maybe you think it's just too large to ever be removed. Hey, it's just always going to be this way, right? Well, maybe you see this coronavirus as a large stone, as an immovable object that's crushing your hopes and dreams, filling you with worry and fear. Come on now. Let's not fall for that lie. Here's the truth. There is no stone. There's no situation. There's no virus. There's no circumstance. There's no past. There's no curse. There's no addiction that's too large for Jesus. You know, back in 2011, we had quite the scare. Some of you may remember this. Velvet, on a Sunday morning, went to the emergency room. She was sick. She was in intense pain. Kidney stones had caused a massive infection, and that infection had taken over her entire body. She actually went septic. She almost died. I was literally walking the hospital grounds, weeping and crying out to God to save Velvet's lives. You know, those stones were causing death, and they needed to be removed. It's a reminder that stones left unmoved and untouched can cause some serious problems, even death. We need to deal with the stones. We need to roll them away. Let me say that again. We need to deal with the stones. We need to roll them away. I want us to remember the words of Jesus. He said, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," and I was thinking this week, what is a mountain? It's a big stone. It's a big stone. Jesus says, you know, whoever says to this big stone, this mountain, this obstacle that is in the way of God's plans, whoever says to this mountain, be taken away and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, Jesus says, it will be done for him. Mark 11, 23. So even right now, I mean, come on, man, let's respond to that promise. Let's respond to that truth. Even right now, I declare in the powerful name of Jesus, the risen Savior and King, that every stone and every obstacle, every mountain that is present, that is trying to come against, that's trying to rob, kill, or destroy from any of us, that those mountains, those stones shall be removed even right now in Jesus' name. Every obstacle attempting to block the move of God, I say be gone, be removed in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Can I get an amen? You know, we can pray that way. Jesus just told us to pray that way. He told us to speak that way, to act that way. And so, come on now, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't want any stones, any mountains messing up my walk with Jesus. Now, let's look at what we can learn from the Gospel of Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The angel of the Lord coming in thunder, he rolled back the stone and then he sat on it. He sat on it. Look, man, I believe that this is a picture. This is a declaration. This is another one of those promises of victory and authority. Instead of the stone sitting on us, instead of the stone crushing us and suffocating us, we have the authority in Christ to sit on the stone, to turn it all around. Instead of being crushed by the stone, we have become the stone crushers. The stone crushers. That's actually a pretty cool name, maybe for a men's ministry. The Evident Life Church Men's Ministry Stone Crushers, or maybe the Deliverance Ministry, the Stone Crushers, or maybe it's just a good name for a biker gang, but that really doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. So anyway, Jesus, let's get back to Jesus. The stone rolled away, right? So Jesus defeated the stone. It has no power. It's become like a chair or a footstool, and when I think of it that way, I think of Psalm 110. Says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. That's awesome. Look, when we sit with God, when we wait upon Him, when we draw near to Jesus, when we lay all of our burdens at His feet, those burdens will be rolled away and even be made a footstool. So the stone, or maybe those stones rolled at us by the enemy, they don't control our destiny. They don't have that kind of power to keep us from what God has for us. No, on this Easter Sunday, I believe the Lord wants us to understand that we have authority. I'm going to say that word again. We have authority over every stone that the enemy has placed or will place in our paths. These obstacles that are meant to crush us instead will become our footstool and we will sit on them. Yes, even the coronavirus. Come on now, it's simply just a stone to be rolled away and sat upon. Because Jesus has the victory. Jesus has the victory. In fact, let's pray into that right now. Let's just thank Jesus. We just declare even right now that you have the victory. You have the victory. The stone is rolled away. We recognize that you've defeated all of death and all of darkness, all of sickness, because of your work on that cross, because of the powerful resurrection and display of your grace. So we will speak to this mountain, this COVID-19 coronavirus, and we will say, be rolled away in Jesus' name. By the work of the cross, by the power of the resurrection, be rolled away. Lord, we ask for your mercy. Send your mercy on us even right now. Protect us. Heal us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Finally, what does the Gospel of Luke want to teach us today? Let's go to Luke chapter 24. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. They didn't find Jesus in the tomb. Jesus was resurrected. He defeated sin and death, right? The stone was rolled away. The tomb was opened up. And so what did Jesus do? Did he stay in the tomb? No. No, he walked out of the grave. He left the tomb. He left death behind. He advanced. He walked into his calling and his inheritance. Scripture says, don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He's risen. He's not here, right? Mark 16:6. See, Jesus left the tomb. He's not here. But here's the problem I keep running into. Many Christians are staying in the tomb. They're remaining prisoners to sin, addiction, depression, fear, brokenness, prisoners to the rat race of this life, of this culture, prisoners even to their past. Too many Jesus followers are staying in the tomb. Come on now, we got to remember that that stone has been rolled away. So let's not remain in the tomb. Let's not remain prisoners to sin and death any longer. See, we're free in Christ Jesus. We're no longer slaves to brokenness. We're no longer defined by the labels placed on us by this broken world. Here's the deal. Scripture says if you're in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. Scripture says that all that old stuff, it's passed away, it's gone, dead and buried. You have a new identity. You're a child of God, no longer an orphan. You're a saint. You're no longer a sinner. Let me stop on that just for a moment again. Did you hear that? Scripture speaks of the believers as saints, not sinners any longer. See, you're no longer defined by the old. You're no longer defined by the sin. You're redeemed. Your identity is in Christ Jesus. So let it be said of us like it was of Jesus. Man, did you see those Christians? Do you see that dude? He's like a Christian now. He's running with all the Christians now, and he's different. He's different. He's not the, where did that old guy go? He became a Christian and something happened. He's living differently. He's acting differently. He's talking. He's nicer. He's full of life. He's full of joy. He's got a smile on his face now. Man, that dude, those Jesus followers, man, they're walking on cloud nine or something. What's up with that? I want a dose of what they have. Come on now. May that be what people say about us. Check this out. It's in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. It's one of my favorite passages of Scripture because it presents such a contrast between darkness and light. John 10:10 says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. In other words, the thief, the enemy, comes to lock us up. He comes to make us prisoners. He comes to put us in the tomb, and he wants to keep us in the tomb. But Jesus says this. He says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, have it to the full. If you're a born-again follower of Christ, then the chains that have been binding you have been broken. The stone, again, it's been rolled away. You're free to exit the tomb. You're free to leave the old behind. You're free to live life to the full, abundantly. And if you're not a follower of Jesus, then man, what are you waiting for? It's just so amazing. It's so awesome. What a free gift of life. I'm going to give you an opportunity here in just a little bit to make that decision and to step into that new life. I want to talk about an analogy that I've used a couple of times in the past. I think it's a good word picture that helps us walk or really jump into the freedom that we have right now in Christ. Hey, have you ever heard of a flea circus? Maybe not. We don't have those anymore. And I think that's a good thing. But anyway, apparently these people would catch fleas. They would train them to perform tricks, to do these amazing tricks. I know it sounds crazy, but hang in there. I'm going to pull it all together. It's going to make sense. It's going to make sense here in just a bit. So here's how this flea training would go down, all right? They would use a jar. The flea catcher would somehow lure those big jumpers, those fleas, into this jar. So here's how it would work. They'd open the jar up. They'd somehow find a flea, I don't know. They lure it into the jar, and when they got the fleas in the jar, boom, boom, they put the lid on the jar. Well, what would happen? Those jumpers, those fleas, they'd start going crazy. They'd be jumping and boom, they'd be hitting the top of that lid. They'd jump, hit the top of the lid. Boom, jump, hit the, this would go on and on and on until finally those fleas would maybe get a little smarts and they would stop jumping all the way to the top and they would jump just below where the lid was, but they would keep jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping. Well, after a period of time, that flea catcher trainer would take the lid off of the jar, removing the lid. Now, you would think that those fleas would get all excited and jump out. Finally, the lid is gone. There's freedom. But here's the peculiar thing. Those fleas would keep jumping, but they would just keep jumping to that mark that's just below where the lid was. Not jumping out, just jumping right below the lid. They didn't take advantage of their newfound freedom. And I want to say that, sadly, there are many believers, there's many followers of Christ who are doing the same thing that these fleas were doing. They've been set free. The lid has been removed. The stone has been rolled away. We can walk out of the grave. Yet, so many remain in the tomb. If Jesus walked out of the grave, so can you. And I want to say that again. If Jesus walked out of the grave, so can you. And that's God's heart and desire for you. And here's the truth, let's not forget. In Christ Jesus, every stone has been rolled away. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're free to walk in the light. You're free to enjoy the peace that passes understanding. You're free to experience true joy, free to live abundantly, free to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And when the Son sets you free, here's a promise, here's a truth, you are free indeed. Like for real, like no joke, we're not pretending. John 8:36, you're free indeed. This is the message of Easter, church. This is the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The stone is rolled away. And now I want to speak to those of you who have never made that decision to follow Jesus out of the grave, but you're ready. You're ready for the stone to be rolled away. You're ready for Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. I want to say it's no accident that you're engaging with this message, this Easter service right now. The Lord is drawing you to Himself. He loves you. He's calling you to receive this free gift of eternal life in His Son, Christ Jesus. And if you're ready to walk out of that grave, then I want to invite you to say this prayer after me. If this is your desire, take this first step into new life in Christ Jesus. Make this profession of faith. It does take faith. Make this profession of faith and surrender. Mean it from your heart. Would you pray with me? Just say, Jesus, I need you. I am so tired of living in the grave. Rescue me. Save me. Roll back the stone. Set me free. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for how I've acted in the past and thought in the past. I repent of my past and my sins. Cleanse me, Jesus. Make me new. I choose today to give my life to you. I choose today in faith to declare that you, the risen King, the Savior of the world, you are my Lord. From now on, you are my Lord. You are my God. You are my King. Thank you for making me new. Thank you for rolling away the stone. And thank you for setting me free. Amen. Amen. Come on, this is an exciting moment. It's a destiny changer for you right now. If you prayed that prayer, You made that decision to follow Jesus in faith. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to God's family. What's happening in your life right now is the entire reason and purpose for Easter. I encourage you to let us know about your decision today. Scripture tells us that we need to share this decision that we made with others. It's just really important, and we want to hear from you. We want to pray for you. We want to celebrate with you. We want to resource you and connect you to the local church. After all, hey man, we understand we need one another. So if you're here locally in the East Valley, we would love you to connect with us right here at Evident Life Church. However, wherever you are, we want to help you connect with the local church. If you'd email us at care@evidentlife.org, you know, we're going to put that email address right now, even on the screen, and then we're going to have somebody, even now, if somebody would just post that in the chat section of this YouTube live stream, care@evidentlife.org. We also have an online connection card that will help us connect with you even better. And so for anyone watching, this is an opportunity for you to ask for prayer. Anybody, new believer, been around the church for a long time, you can fill this out. Ask for prayer. Share a need that you have. Connect with Evident Life Church. This link is also going to be on the screen. We're going to put it in the chat section of this live stream. And now, right now, I want to speak to everyone. Everyone watching and listening, here's my question. Have you fully walked out of the tomb? Have you left it all behind? Or are there a few things that you're still holding on to? Or maybe that are still holding on to you? Are you ready to sit on the stone instead of it crushing you? Are you ready to crush the stone? It's time to walk in full freedom and enjoy the fullness of all that God has for His children. Let's go to God even right now. Right where we are, right where you are right now, let's pray. Let's do some business. Let's like take the word the Lord gave us today and press into it. God will do the heavy lifting. But remember, Jesus told us to pray. And He told us to speak to the stone, to speak to the mountain. So let's practice what we believe. Would you pray this with me right now? Jesus, thank you for setting me free. Thank you for rolling away the stone. Forgive me for those times when I failed to recognize the freedom I have, and I failed to walk in freedom, and I failed to walk out of the tomb and out of the grave. God, forgive me for that. I don't want to ever take my freedom for granted any longer. And God, I want to press into everything that you have for me. I don't want one stone, large or small, to get in the way of following you and participating in your kingdom. So God, may you help me realize the grace that I have. God, may you help me take hold of that which you took hold of for me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the resurrection. Amen. Amen. I want you to choose even today to walk away from every fear, every doubt, every temptation, every sin that's kept you bound up. Let the Holy Spirit reveal anything that's out there. Come out of agreement with it, and in authority, in the authority of Christ Jesus, tell that stone to be removed. Amen. Isn't God good?